And this is Rebus Canibus with you on the Big Hole in the Joe Zone show until 7 o'clock. And I am, as many people know, a fan of electronic and krautrock music pioneer Klaus Schulze, and have played music from him in this time slot many times. But I have never sampled one particular project that is particularly interesting, which he did in collaboration with another German electronic pioneer by the name of Piet Namluk, whose actual name is Kuhlmann, but he pronounces it backwards. The project was called Dark Side of the Moog. Now, the proper pronunciation of the synthesizer is actually Moog, since it was invented by Robert Moog, who is Dutch, and M-O-O-G is pronounced Moog. But since so many people pronounce it Moog, they were able to make that play on words, Dark Side of the Moog, not only honoring the instrument, but also the band that performed that particular piece of music. And the titles of all the songs reflect Pink Floyd tracks that they produced on the 10 Dark Side of the Moog releases over the many years. But I'm going to go back to their earliest work from 1995, the second of the Dark Side of the Moog series, called A Saucerful of Ambience. This is Klaus Schulze and Piet Namluk, Dark Side of the Moog on CKCU.
Thank you.
That's Klaus Schulze and Pete Namluk from the very first of the 10 releases eventually put out in the Dark Side of the Moog series. That one called Wish You Were There from 1994. Before that, from 1995, the second of those releases, A Saucerful of Ambience from Klaus Schulze and Pete Namluk.